heavenly vaults, but made by the earthly hand of man. The imagined form of the universe, a circle, no beginning, no end, just wheeling eternity. Domes had appeared in antiquity and the medieval centuries, but never with such compulsive grandeur. In the 15th and 16th centuries, domes appeared everywhere, constellations of them. They were all the work of mortal men, but by the lights of philosophers, the infinite capacity of man's mind made him a mortal god, king of the lower beings. Artists and architects, east and west, now began to be spoken of as touched by a divine gift. The domes they built from Rome to Lahore were the crowning achievement of this moment of supreme, almost sacrilegious creative confidence.
So why do we treat those blossomings as though they were happening on different cultural planets? Well, I think you all know the answer to that one. It's that word Renaissance, isn't it? Invariably attached to the word Italian by those who coined it. Oh, I know every so often it's extended north and west to France and Germany and even as far as literature was concerned to the very shores of Albion. But if we want to feel the pulse of one of those great moments, the surge of inventiveness when civilization bounded forward, we need to look much further than that. We need to look east.
The great flowering we call the Renaissance owed much to Arab scholars who recovered the lost classics of antiquity, of science, mathematics, and philosophy. Through the centuries that followed, the outpouring of creativity would flow both ways.